Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Prosecutors called his death an execution. The murder of semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd of Dorchester, allegedly by New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. Hernandez is being held without bail this morning after prosecutors said at his arraignment yesterday that they had text messages and surveillance footage linking Hernandez to the murder. WBUR's Dolores Handy followed the events in the courtroom, but also took the pulse of football fans.
At Patriots Place in Foxborough, some fans couldn't help but worry that cutting Hernandez from the team would hurt the season. But most had more sobering concerns. Laura Devine of Attleboro says she is fine with Hernandez being kicked off the team, given the circumstances.
And I think that was probably the best decision. I mean, I think everyone that's a Patriots fan is shocked that something like that would go on the team.
Joe Gorski is a football fan from New Jersey.
It's crazy. Some of these guys think they can do whatever they want to do. You know, just because they're a football player and they just can't get away with it. And I think it's good that they're finally charging somebody and kicking them off the team.
In Boston's Dorchester neighborhood, residents of Faiston Street, family and friends of shooting victim Odin Lloyd, were thinking less of the famous Patriots player facing murder charges and Lloyd's death. They were thinking of Lloyd himself, a young man they all knew and admired. Lloyd's murder is shocking and upsetting to neighbors like Nikki, who asked that we not use her last name. She says she grew up with Lloyd on this street.
He was never into drugs, violence. He's always wanted to be a famous football player. And I think that's the reason why he was hanging around Hernandez, because he wants to get in that field. And he hung around people that was like-minded.
Odin Lloyd was a semi-pro football player. Aaron Hernandez was already in the pros, playing tight end for the New England Patriots. They dated sisters.
Court is now in session. Please be seated or remain quiet. There's absolutely no
clock
in this court.
In court, Bristol County Prosecutor Bill McCauley laid out the state's case, saying Hernandez executed Odin Lloyd, angry that Lloyd spoke to people Hernandez had trouble with. Surveillance videos were key in building the case against Hernandez, according to Prosecutor McCauley. He says videos show Hernandez and two of his friends picking Lloyd up at his home in Dorchester. Then, street by street, the cameras track the car winding its way out of Boston. Later, the car is captured by camera entering an industrial park in North Attleboro, where Lloyd's body was later found, just 2 minutes away from Hernandez's home. The car then leaves, and 2 minutes later, the car arrives at Hernandez's house, captured on one of the 14 cameras Hernandez had installed there. According to the prosecutor, about a half hour into that final ride, Lloyd texted his sister. "Did you see who I'm with?" he wrote. Then the words, "NFL, just so you know." That was his final text. His body was later found in the industrial park seen in the videos, fatally shot 5 times. As graphic details of her son's death were laid out by the prosecutor, Odin Lloyd's mother walked out of the courtroom in tears. The rest of the family sat holding hands, and when the charge of first-degree murder was read, there was an audible sound of relief, several of the victim's family members whispering, "Thank you, Jesus." Hernandez attorney Michael Fee says the case against his client is weak.
It is at bottom a circumstantial case. It is not a strong case.
Due to the high-profile nature of the case, Hernandez attorney asked for and was granted a gag order. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.